So I picked up an interesting factoid the other day. I mean, interesting, it just blew my top off. But women over 50 control a net worth of $19 trillion. And evidently, people who market to women just have no idea of this. People who market in general don't have any idea of this. But I tell you who does, the CEO of Prime Women, Dorothy Miller, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
That's a staggering number. Is this because they work hard and can retire early, or because their husbands all die off and their net worth doubles overnight?
Well, it's a kind of a combination, I guess. You know, I think a lot of people underestimate women in general and the money we accumulate, but you are right. We outlive our husbands. So that's a lot of it. But also what contributes to that big number, of course, is inheritances as well. So we just control a lot of money. And you're absolutely right. We have been really ignored by advertisers. And I know that because of my own ad agency. We targeted millennials and Gen Xers, and no one really targeted baby boomers very much once we got a certain age, and women even less so because they didn't see us as a viable potential advertiser, wouldn't see us as someone who would switch brands. And that's really not true. We do switch brands and switch them often, depending on what we're looking
for.
And
also, how do you target a group like that? Now, the Miller Ad Agency was very successful, and for several decades, you did automobile ads and worked for dealerships, and you knew you had a built-in audience because every 3 to 5 years, somebody's got to get a new car, and you probably skewed toward a male audience, I would guess.
Well, it started that way. Of course, you know, I started the business 39 years ago. So when we first started, yes, it was very male-dominated. You advertised to men. And then we started figuring out that even though the men were buying the cars, the women were influencing every decision. As a matter of fact, 80% of the decisions were made by women. And then, of course, they started realizing we could afford to buy our own cars. And so that's when it kind of made a big shift. And when I stepped out of that business and turned it over to my son-in-law and daughter about 6 years ago, we were targeting more female than male.
Wow. Yeah. So tell me about Prime Women. Prime Women, I mean, it's a website, and there are all sorts of, because I went on it. I sneaked
yes.
on it. Don't tell anyone. and there are all sorts of great articles and stuff. But how do you make money doing it?
Well,
the way you
make money actually is building up a company to where you have enough size that advertisers will want to advertise with you. And so we did make any money, and we're just now starting to make some money because you had to build an audience. So it's a big investment. You had to grow it. And of course, we just purchased our largest competitor, the Fine Line Mag, 45 days ago.
Was that Dallas based?
No, California,
so
LA.
You've got a national reach.
Actually international, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, one of our partners, there's four of us that founded this, and one of the partners is from the UK. So we have a good readership there. We also have a good readership in Canada. But truthfully, we are in about 40-some countries are reading our publication. And it's, you know, just continues to grow. We are pretty much going to double here in the next month or so with our acquisition. And now we are really at a position where we're going to be very attractive to advertisers.
So it's clicks then. I mean, the more people that read your material,
oh, yes.
the more you can charge to the advertisers.
That is
but
correct.
You don't charge the clickers.
No. So it's really it's really hard to get anyone to pay for reading anything these days. Content is available to everyone for free. So charging a subscriber isn't going to work. So you have to make your money either there or also we have expanded beyond, and that's why we now call ourselves Prime Women Media. We're building out our YouTube channel, and we're doing all kinds of content there as well, from fitness to fashion
and
skincare.
And you assemble a heck of a mailing list, or emailing
yes.
list, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
Along the way.
And so we're expanding beyond that, and we just produced a pilot for a lifestyle cooking show called Tastefully Prime. So we're going to try to launch that, not try, we are going to launch that this year. And with so many vehicles out there looking for good content, streaming content, you know, everything from Netflix to Amazon, and now you got Peacock coming on. So we think we're well positioned to grow that as well.
So you've been doing this long enough that you have a sense of what creates the most clicks. Is it health and beauty tips, or is it financial advice or cooking?
Well, our readers, you know, they're interested in a lot of things, but I will tell you that health is huge. You know, we are the healthiest and wealthiest and fittest generation in history. However, we want to stay that way. I mean, we know we're going to live long. A lot of us are going to live over 100. But, you know, we don't want to just live long. We want to live well. And that means good health, finances, of course. And that's another huge attraction as well. But people want to know how to stay healthy. How do I lose weight? How much do I exercise? You know, all things around
health. But
they'll
click on that. That's...
Oh, absolutely.
So when you started your agency 39 years ago, I mean, you were doing maybe some electronic ads and some print ads. You certainly weren't doing any digital. How did you learn this business over the decades as it evolved and as it is now?
Well, the great thing about the automotive industry is there's nothing quite like it. They are ahead of most every other kind of business you could imagine. People don't always know that. But the franchise system that the automobile industry has in the U.S. is one of the greatest there is. These people know how to move metal. And so when the internet came along, they were at the forefront of that. I mean, I had automobile clients who had websites before anyone
did. And so they were
did.
Teaching you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
And so what's the next big thing?
Well, who knows? Of course, you know, there's so much going on out there right now. It's just hard to keep up with. What we're using today probably won't even be out there a year from now or 2 years.
It's well, is changing. Everybody using the same? You said one of your partners is from Britain. And I noticed, in fact, I know she's got an order of the British Empire.
Yes,
after
she does.
Her name.
Yes.
But, I mean, do you market in Britain? Do you have the same content to British women that you do American women?
We do. And we thought that we wouldn't. Originally, we thought, oh, we'll have to produce content there that's specific to that group. But honestly, they read the same thing. Women are the same. Now, I will say this. They're just beginning to catch up with the Americans in regard to facial rejuvenation and that sort of stuff. They were very slow about that. The aging gracefully, I guess, was more popular there for a while. But I think they're beginning to say, yeah.
I think a healthy reluctance to have somebody inject Botox into my face is that's reasonable. Well, look, I can't wait to check more. And don't tell anybody I'm checking out the site, but I'll be back on it. That's for Prime Women. And this sounds like a whole new career and a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And that's the great thing about our generation. We aren't retiring in our 60s. We're starting new careers. As a matter of fact, our age group is starting more new businesses than any other age group.
Good
so,
for you.
Lots of them.
And we wish you great luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Dorothy Miller is the CEO of Prime Women and our guest today. And for more of our conversation with Ms. Miller, please go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.